Stand by for Space Cadet in 30 seconds.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
Yes, Kellogg's brings you the secret of a more delicious breakfast treat. It's new, it's wonderful. It's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. You get plump, tender raisins dipped in honeycomb, along with delicious, golden, crisp bran flakes. So try the new fruit and cereal combination. Get Kellogg's Raisin Bran because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invites you to rocket into the future with...
On Orbit! Space Cadet!
Stand by to raise ships. Blast off minus 5... 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Orbit, Space Cadet.
Like a giant metallic ball hanging in the vacuum of cold black space, the Venus space station swings around its mother planet in silent orbit. Inside the cavernous man-made satellite, Space Cadet Tom Corbett and his friend and unit mate Cadet Roger Manning, on a tour of special training duty, go through the routine procedure of directing a rocket ship to a landing in one of the station's massive airlocks.
Space freighter Betty Swift from Space Station Control. Hit forward braking rockets. Steady as she goes for airlock 12. And stand by mooring cable. End transmission. Control tower to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye. What do you want?
Check the angle of approach for the Betty Swift, Roger.
Way ahead of you, space boy. She's right on course.
Thanks. Stand by. Attention crew, airlock 12. Stand by for arrival of space freighter Betty Swift. Energize magnetic mooring lines. Contact in 90 seconds. That is all. Okay, Roger. Log her in.
Right, Tom. Grabbing a bite to eat. I'm off duty at 1100 hours.
So am I. Meet you in the mess hall in 10 minutes.
So then I told her I was coming back in 3 days. She could take it or leave it. And she took it. She'll be waiting at the gate when we get back to the academy.
Honestly, Roger, don't you ever get tired of talking about girls?
Oh, no, Tom. Space dolls and spaceships, that's for me.
Well, changing that frequency setting on the radar just to talk to a girl almost got you thrown out of the academy.
Yeah, it was close, but you gotta admit it was a good idea.
If it hadn't have been for Captain Strong making Loring confess to sabotaging that space freighter, you'd be headed back to Earth with Captain Strong facing a charge of murder, the way Loring is now.
All right, Loring. Here's your food. I'll slide it through the panel in the hatch.
Hey, how about opening up, Strong, so I can take a little exercise? Cabin's so small, I can hardly stand up.
Well, you should have thought about that when you sabotaged that freighter.
All right, save the sermon. Are you going to let me out or not?
Well, I guess it is a little cramped in there. All right, you've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Don't do me any favors.
And be careful, Loring.
Go on. You can put away that parallel reef, Strong, unless you're afraid of me.
Just keep walking.
Ah, you guys in the Solar Guard, give me a pain. Nothing but a bunch of self-righteous clowns playing soldier. What do you get out of it, glory?
A man like you wouldn't appreciate what it means to live honorably and fight injustice.
I suppose the Solar Guard taking away my franchise for space freighting wasn't an injustice, huh?
Well, you forced them to, Loring.
What do you mean?
You made unscheduled flights in obsolete ships. You had 7 accidents.
Nothing wrong with those ships. With the pilot, Rod.
Just like you to accuse someone who can't defend himself.
Now, with Rod dead, you'll have a hard time convicting me. It's his idea to sabotage the ship.
You forget we have your testimony on record.
Yeah, but...
Keep walking, Loring.
space station. Come in.
Hey, that's one of your Boy Scouts, Strong. You better see what he wants. Might need some help from the big soldier.
That's enough, Loring. Just stay where you are. Venus Space Station from Rocket Scout 7J4. Go ahead.
This is Corbett, sir. Just thought I'd check if everything's okay.
Everything's okay here, Corbett. Thanks for being concerned. Well, has Manning gotten into any more trouble yet?
No, sir. But there's no telling. He's worried about Astro arriving and rubbing it in about the radar.
He should be thankful that's all he's got to worry about. Astro should be joining you on the station soon.
Okay, sir. Spaceman's luck. End transmission.
End transmission.
I'll show you some spaceman's luck, Strong.
Loring, get back. Get back.
You're too careless, Strong. You should never let a prisoner get too close to the control panel. The acceleration levers come out too easy, and they make good blackjacks. Now, my friend, you're going for a long ride in this rocket scout. By the time you wake up, you'll be missing one prisoner.
Say, when things start happening to the space cadet, they happen fast. That's why a space cadet makes sure he's ready for action right from the time he rolls out of his bunk in the morning. First thing, he heads for the mess hall and helps himself to a good, nourishing breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. A space cadet knows Kellogg's Corn Flakes are quick energy food that they help him soak up for a quick blast off. As Astro would say,
if you want to be a real space ace, you want to stay right in shape. And that means getting the right kind of food. Now take breakfast, for instance. A bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes is a bowl of real quick energy food. And when I pour them in the bowl, I know I'm going to like them. Take it from me. If you want to keep in shape, have yourself a good nourishing breakfast every morning and build it around Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Right, Astro. And fellows and girls, you'll be helping yourself to more punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. So start enjoying Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of the whole universe. And now, there's a big announcement coming later in the show about a special offer from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So call Mom to the radio, because she'll want to hear all about it.
It is evening, 6 hours after the last teleceiver contact between Captain Strong and the rocket scout bound for Earth, and Tom Corbett at Venus Space Station. Now, unaware that Loring has escaped, leaving Captain Strong unconscious on the rocket scout, Tom and Roger Manning, wearing their spacesuits and helmets, saunter idly around the outer deck of the station, relaxing between watches.
Boy, that last watch was a long one, Roger. I thought it would never end.
Say it again, space boy. I've looked into that radar screen so long, I've got bleeps before my eyes.
All I want to do now is log sack time and plenty of it.
Good idea.
All right, open the airlock.
Go ahead, space boy.
I'll equalize pressure and oxygen. Okay.
I'm glad to get this helmet off. I hate these fish bowls.
You'd be a little uncomfortable without one.
Out there in space?
Yeah, just a little. Go on, open the inner airlock.
Attention all hands, emergency alert.
Hey, what's going on?
Quiet, Roger, let's get this.
Captain Strong has just reported the escape of the Solar Guard prisoner, James Loring.
Tom, you hear that?
Amp your tubes, will you?
All Solar Guard units in space and all space stations are advised to be on the alert. It is believed he will try to reach Venus in a jet boat stolen from the rocket scout. All radar scanners are to be manned by double watch. Any unscheduled or unauthorized space flights to be reported to Solar Guard headquarters on Venus immediately. That is all.
That's enough. Come on, Roger. You're a radar technician. Let's get up to your station and start scanning.
Okay, Tom. If we don't find that creep Loring, Captain Strong's going to get it in the neck. Hey, Tom. You take over for a while, will you? Give me a chance to rest my eyes.
Sure thing, Roger. You didn't sight anything, huh?
Nope, nothing but space junk, small meteors and things. Oh, and those three spaceships that landed a few minutes ago.
I wonder if Astro was on any one of them.
He sure was,
Tom. Huh?
Astro!
In the flesh.
Well, blast me to space dust if it isn't the old Venusian grease monkey.
Astro, are we glad to see you.
Hey, oh, stop it. Cut it out. Quit it, fellas. Wow. Some way to greet an old pal.
We've missed you. Just a little homecoming.
Yeah, we sure did, you big ox.
Big what?
Hey, put me down. Stop squeezing me. You're killing your best friend.
Just glad to see you, Roger.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, what have you fellas been doing, besides changing the radar frequency to talk to the girls back home?
Huh? How did you know?
The whole academy knows. Wait till you get back. You're in for it, hotshot.
Oh, no, I don't want to go back.
I don't see how you're still in one piece, Roger. I thought sure Captain Strong would have cut you into little pieces for that trick. Say, where is he, anyway?
Don't you know?
Huh? Know what?
He's in trouble, Astro. Loring escaped.
Craters of Luna, how did that happen?
Loring slugged the skipper and beat it out of the rocket scout in a jet boat.
And if he isn't found, Captain Strong's liable to be busted.
Uh-oh, he is in for it.
Blast it, there ought to be something we can do.
Sure. If we were in trouble, Captain Strong wouldn't hesitate to help us.
You're right. He helped me with that radar routine.
We don't even know where Loring is.
Well, he escaped in a jet boat. And he can't get very far in that.
Well, Captain Strong said he might try to get to Venus.
Astro.
Yeah?
Where would you go if all you had was a jet boat and you wanted to hide where no one would find you?
Gee, I don't know.
Isn't there any place on that jungle-infested planet that
would... That's it, sure.
What?
The jungle. Why, I used to hunt there when I was a kid. Boy, it's plenty wild.
Good place for you.
Oh, cut it out, Roger. This is serious. Go on, Astro.
Well... The jungle's right on the equator. Stretches for thousands of miles all around the planet. I used to hitch rides on jets hauling freight and supplies down to the mining camps. And I went out into the jungle to hunt dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? Are you kidding? They went out of style on Earth millions of years ago.
Maybe on Earth, but there are plenty of them on Venus. Dinosaurs, giant lizards, pterodactyls, everything.
Nice, friendly place.
Could a man hide there?
And how? Besides the jungle itself, there are plenty of old worked-out mines. If Loring went there, you'll never find him unless he wants you to.
And Loring isn't coming out unless he's forced.
Well, we're not doing any good sitting here and gassing. Let's go.
No, Roger. You got into enough trouble around here. Astro and I will take a jet boat, and if we're lucky, we can be back here before anyone misses us. How about it, Astro?
Fine by me.
Hey, you're not leaving me out of this.
You're staying, Roger. If I have to tie your legs with your arms and stuff your hands and feet in your mouth.
Why, you overgrown hunk.
What?
Okay, I'll stay. You don't have to get tough about it.
Ah, that takes care of Space Boy, Tom. So let's go.
Right. We'll find Loring if we have to turn Venus inside out.
Make sure he doesn't find you first.
If he does, it'll be a relief not seeing your ugly puss again. Let's blast, Tom.
Right behind you, Astro.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, what now, Roger?
Nothing. Just spaceman's luck.
That's the way it happened, Manny. When I talked to Corbett on the teleceiver, Loring slipped up behind me and slugged me with an acceleration lever. When I came to, well, he'd escaped.
He was taking a chance going out in a jet boat, Captain Strong.
What did he have to lose? Unlucky, he didn't try to kill me.
Will there be an investigation of his escape, sir?
Investigation?
Well, sir, Loring was in your custody and...
It won't look very nice on my service record, but Commander Arkwright is giving me every chance to redeem myself. He made me leader of the search squadron.
You have a whole squadron searching for Loring?
Why, the entire Solar Guard is searching for him. He's a criminal, Manning, and dangerous. I'm in command of 7 rocket destroyers sweeping space between Mars and Earth.
Jumping Jupiter. And Tom and Astro just went after him in a jet boat.
They what?
Yes, sir, when we found out what's on you, so Astro and Tom blasted off in a jet boat to go looking for him in the Venusian jungle.
Why, those little idiots.
They only wanted to help you, Captain Strong.
Oh, yes, of course. I appreciate what they're trying to do and why they're doing it. But Loring is a desperate man, and he won't hesitate to kill if he has to.
Well, Tom and Astro can take care of themselves, sir.
I'm sure they can, but we've got to make sure. Get your gear, Manning. We're blasting off. We've got to find Tom and Astro before Loring does.
we've been searching for nearly 2 hours, Astro, and no sign of him. Our fuel's about gone.
I guess we'd better start back. Useless to keep looking for him in this place. We'll never find him.
Well, here we go, then.
Hey, wait a minute, Tom. Look, over there.
Huh? What?
The starboard, down by that abandoned mine shack. See, there's a shack in...
Right beside it is a jet boat. Hang on. We're going in for a closer look. This is Loring's jet boat, all right, Astro. There's the ID number on the stabilizer, 7J4.
But now, where's Loring?
Well, I don't think he would have gone too far from the boat.
Hey, suppose he spots our boat, Tom. It'll tip him off that we're after him.
You'll find out sooner or later. Besides, I hope he does. It might scare him into blasting off in this boat. Then we don't have to chase him through the jungle. We can wait here for him.
Oh, I'd feel a lot better if I had a parallel ray gun.
Now, we won't need it if we can surprise him. Come on. Let's hide right in the jet boat.
Stop,
then we'll...
us, honey boy.
Great enemy ghost. Loring.
Hiding in the boat all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Getting a bang out of all your big talk about capturing me.
It isn't talk, Loring.
Don't move, Buster, or I'll freeze you.
Try it.
Astro, look out.
You asked for it.
Astro!
Makes a real pretty statue, don't he? You want some of the same, Buster?
All right, Loring. You win. But neutralize the parallel ray. Let Astro go.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, you're going to join him in the deep freeze. You two make nice pickings for the animal life around here. Like that one, for instance. It's a Tyrannosaurus, a real killer. And he's been prowling around here, so I guess he's hungry.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
He must have picked up your scent. All right, Buster, get set. In a few minutes... you and that man-eater are gonna get real chummy.
Looks like a big, exciting adventure is coming up for the Space Cadets. And here's a big, exciting announcement for Mom. Did you call her to the radio? Swell. Mother, have you sent for your baking set? The wonderful 10-piece baking set Kellogg's is offering? It's an amazing bargain, too good to pass up. Just listen to all you get. A new kind of mixing bowl holds a generous 5 cups, 4 standard measuring spoons, 4 cookie cutters, a handy bowl scraper, and beater combined. And each piece sparkles and gleams with color. Cheery red, sunny yellows, brilliant greens. They're such cheerful, gay colors to have around your kitchen. And wait till you see the bowl, made of a new kind of plastic that's absolutely unbreakable. You can even wash it in hottest water. The cookie cutters are different, too. They're real clever. Shaped like hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades with such keen, sharp edges. And what a bowl scraper! The curved edge makes it extra handy. And listen, all 10 pieces are yours for less than you'd pay for the bowl alone. Just send 50 cents and the tops from any 2 boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes to Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto, Ontario. That's 2 Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops and 50 cents. Send to Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto. But hurry, send for yours today.
As the roar of the deadly Tyrannosaurus, a prehistoric monster that existed on Earth millions of years ago and still lives on Venus, roars through the jungle, Loring, the escaped criminal, raises his parallel ray and aims at Tom, who stands helplessly beside the already paralyzed body of his friend, Astro.
Here he comes, Junior. Less than 100 yards away. I'm going to leave you two for him.
No, Loring, you can't. It's murder.
What do I care? So long, Buster. I'll watch the party from my jet boat upstairs. Have a good time.
Loring, wait. No, Loring!
And that takes care of both of you.
It's no use, Captain Strong. We've searched every inch of the jungle for 1,000 miles around. We've got to go back to Venusport and refuel.
Well, I'm afraid you're right, Manning. Although I hate to think of Tom and Astro alone down there with night coming on.
Yeah, with all those monsters you were telling me about. Hey, look down there. Isn't that one of them?
Mm-hmm. Certainly is. A Tyrannosaurus, the deadliest of the
hey,
lot.
Hey, what in blazes, Skipper? Look, right behind the whatever you call it. A jet boat trying to blast off.
Manny, it's the boat from the rocket scout.
The one Loring took?
Yes. Hang on, we're going after it.
Too late, Skipper. Look, that monster reached up and grabbed it.
Great Jupiter. Oh, he's tearing the boat apart.
Skipper, you don't think maybe Tom and Astro were in it?
No. No, look. One man. In civilian clothes.
Then it's Loring?
It was Loring.
Oh, brother.
And there goes the monster, back into the jungle.
That was pretty awful.
Hey, wait a minute. Look down there, Manning. By that old mine shaft. Isn't that Tom?
And Astro. Yeah, I'd know that Venusian rocket head anywhere. But they're just standing there. They aren't moving. What's the matter with them?
Hang on. We're going down to find out.
Skipper, you don't know how awful it felt. Seeing your jet boat not being able to wave or anything.
This was the first time I was ever hit with a parallel ray, and I don't ever want to go through it again.
It didn't do you any harm, Astro. You're good as new.
I don't know, Roger. I still can't believe Tom and I weren't the main course on that monster's menu.
Well, what happened here anyway, boys?
Oh, we walked ourselves right into a trap, Captain Strong. And Loring froze us and left us for that Tyrannosaurus.
But how come it got him?
He made a mistake. By freezing us, we couldn't move. Couldn't run or anything, but he moved. Ran into his jet boat. And when the monster came through the trees, well, he was attracted by the movement.
I see. And it ignored you to go after Loring. And
that's it, sir.
Sure did a job on that jet boat. I hate to think of what it could have done to us.
Oh, well, it wouldn't have touched you anyway, Astro.
Oh, no?
Nah, with that tough Venusian hide of yours, you would have given him a first-class stomachache.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Tuesday, when the boys are given weekend liberty and Tom is shanghaied aboard the Deep Spacer. Tune in same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Hine. Jackson Beck speaking. Say, like to make breakfast more fun, have a different cereal every morning? Then ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. You see, Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of all favorite cereals. 10 individual-sized packages in one handy carton. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can pick and choose to your heart's content from such favorites as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and others. Remember, each of the 10 individual packages in Kellogg's Variety Pack is a generous serving. You choose and open your own package yourself. And because each package contains exactly one bowl full, the cereals stay extra crisp and fresh. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack.